Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, so what is the deal? Will this be the last game for the Raiders at the Coliseum?
Well, they've certainly said that that is their intention. They want to pull out and not have another lease extension while their new home is being built in Las Vegas. There are words that they're in negotiations with the Giants to possibly play across the bay at San Francisco's AT&T Park. That would be a strange fit, both physically and sort of spiritually in the sports world, to have the Oakland Raiders playing in San Francisco. The other possibility is playing in the 49ers stadium in Santa Clara. Now, the headquarters of the team is going to remain in Alameda, so that's a question if they're going to be playing outside the Bay Area, which would be, let's say, Las Vegas early or even San Antonio. That's going to be a heck of a logistical problem. I know that Scott McKibben, who heads the Oakland Alameda Coliseum Authority, has been hopeful that once this sort of latest dust-up between the team and the city of Oakland possibly settles down, they hope to sit down and say, look, you've got a good deal at the Oakland Coliseum for another year or two. You're not going to find a better deal elsewhere, so it just makes economic sense. But economics isn't always at the top of people's minds when it comes to professional sports.
Yeah, and that actually leads into our next question, which was, or is, what is the likelihood that they might be able to work something out for next season, the city and the team?
That's an interesting one, Melissa. You know, for years, Raiders not only got free rent in Alameda County, Oakland Coliseum. I mean, the rent deal was just somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million a year. But the catch on that was, which made it really great for the Raiders, was that the Coliseum actually assumed the game day costs. You know, that everybody from the car parkers to the ushers to the security was being paid for by the taxpayers. And so the Raiders, you know, actually came out way ahead, weren't paying virtually nothing. Now, once they said they wanted to leave and extend the lease just as a holder, the city and the county upped that rent to where actually for the first time taxpayers were going to be making some money off it. So a lot of this is going to come down to a question of, okay, they're wondering if the threat to leave is actually a way to get a couple of million dollars knocked off. But we'll see, because if there's one thing we know about the Raiders and the city of Oakland, rationality and Raiders don't necessarily go together. So we're going to have to see how that plays. But tonight's game is going to be big. And I know that law enforcement, you were talking about going down and grabbing a piece of the field. Well, that would be the least of their worries. Walking out with a piece of dirt wouldn't be a problem. What they are hoping is for a close game so that everybody sort of say is concentrated on the field until the end rather than getting upset if it's a blowout one way or the other.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.